Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we have so much going on this morning, and now it gets to be even more fun because we have a true expert on the line, especially when it comes to linemen. He was a great lineman
in his own day,
and now he is part of the Odyssey family, and we are honored to have on our show Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Brian, you're at Steelers camp right now, is that right?
Yes, I am.
How tough is that camp?
Very.
Oh, it is? Are they hitting hard?
Yeah.
They
don't have veteran days. I mean, T.J. Watt's out there. Like it's a regular season game. So it's a little different than a lot of camps I've seen so far.
All right, what about the Eagles? Have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I saw them early.
Is it a country club? I heard they have golf carts and little drinks with umbrellas in them.
Well, that, and I think guys are, taking up part-time jobs. So just because they have so much free time.
All right. Brian, is that too soft? I mean, you played yourself. Are they getting their team prepared for the first four games, which are all games they should win?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different philosophies out there running around. Andy Reid didn't have that philosophy, and some other teams that I've seen. But I've seen other teams where literally all they're trying to do, Angelo, is just get as many healthy bodies, to week one, September 11th, as they possibly can. And so it's a little bit, it's just a philosophy right now. Some teams share. I personally think that the Eagles should be doing more than what they've done. I've said that to other teams that look like it's a country club, as you mentioned. But that's really the coach's way of doing it. I don't think you can legislate against injuries, Angelo. I think you got to go play and get the body, calloused and hardened and get ready for the first game.
Hey, so I'm watching Hard Knocks the other night, Brian. I'm getting real nervous about the opener because I know the Eagles are better than the Lions, but I'm not sure they're going to win that game. And Dan Campbell, that's old school, the way he's coaching that team. Listen to what he says about grit. Listen to that.
What are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer. We'll push a little harder. And we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass. We'll play in turf. We'll go to a landfill. It doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun.
Brian, I'm nervous about the opener. Should I be?
No.
No.
Didn't the Eagles score 50 on them last year?
No, but that wasn't the opener. They seem like they're preparing better than my team.
Well, I just know this, that when the Eagles' offensive line lines up against the Detroit Lions' defensive line, they're a lot better up front. And so that's really what it's going to come down to. We'll see what the Lions' offensive line, they're trying to build one. But the Eagles are so much better in the trenches than the Lions. You can give all those speeches you want. But that's where that game is going to be won. So I respect Dan Campbell. He's got 10 former players on his staff. Deuce is up there.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn, all these guys. Hank Braley's the offensive line coach. I mean, all these guys played in the league. I mean, they're all buying into Dan, which is good. But I don't think that talent-wise they're as good as the Eagles right now.
All right, good. That's encouraging. I want to talk about one specific Eagle, one of the newest guys, Jordan Davis. You were a lineman. The people say this guy on the field is a monster. You took a look at him, Brian. You've seen him in college. What are we getting, and what can we expect from Jordan Davis in his rookie season?
Well, I mean, I've seen the flashes, and it's just flashes. How many plays can he play? That was really the question at Georgia. He just wasn't on the field in a lot of big games in the fourth quarter on third downs when you need your defensive lineman most. I don't think he's just a run stopper. I think he's got obviously tremendous power. It's just a question of just endurance, Angelo. If he can keep his weight down and stay in good shape, he can be that monster that you just talked about. It's all there for him. And so, you know, guys that are 350, 360, unless you're Jordan Mulata, it's just difficult. It's just difficult to play, you know, volume of snaps. It always has been for anybody. I mean, Dexter Lawrence is up in New York. Like, he's not a sack artist. But if he really works at it, and he's around Fletcher and Brandon Graham, and that's good, around some real veteran players, he can be a real force inside.
Well, here's what I'm hearing, Brian, and I want you to go back in your career as an NFL lineman. They're saying Davis has got the combination of he's big and he's fast. Did you ever face anyone like that when you were in the NFL?
Yeah, Reggie.
Oh, you know, Reggie was big, right. He was fast. What was that like, Brian?
Well, it was a long, hard day. You know, you kind of just run blocked him every play and held on as long as you can, and hopefully the ball was gone before Reggie got there. I mean, he was one of the few players. Honestly, I was a much better teammate of his than I was an opponent of Reggie, but he was one of those guys that kept you up late at night the night before a game.
And one other thing that's bothering me right now, Brian, is that Jason Kelce just had his elbow cleaned out, and it's not positive he'll be there for the opener. How different a team are the Eagles without Kelce? How much does he mean to them?
Well, I would say he's the heart and soul of the team. He makes a big difference. He makes every call. Nobody can do certain things that he can still do athletically on the perimeter and in the run game. I think there's a real comfort level with Jalen Hurts there, taking the snap from him. But they drafted Cam Juergens to be his replacement. And so he's getting first-team reps right now. I mean, I think they feel pretty good if something would happen to Jason, if he's not there, that Cam is going to be able to – I'm not saying he's going to fill his shoes right away, but, you know, they think he's going to be the center for the next 10 years whenever that clock starts for him.
Brian, do you like him? Do you like Juergens?
I do. I do. I actually liked him more than Tyler Linderbaum. I thought he was bigger. He did some things that athletically that you just don't ask centers to do. We used to do some of those things back in the day. You don't see those things anymore. But his ability to just, just be able to do everything athletically that Jason has shown us over the last 12 years, whatever it is, and then pass protection-wise, you know, he's a little bigger body inside.
Last thing, Brian, it's personal. I just want to, because I was trying to reflect on my calendar year. The second half of the year, from July to December, for me, is better than the first half because there's football in it. Same for you?
Football is what makes America great, Angelo. I think we all feel that way. I think most people do. It is for me. I just finished, this is my last stop, 12. I've been to 12 NFL camps in 16 days here. I mean, I get up before the sun. I can't wait to get out to practice and meet the players and the coaches. And even if it's a little bit of a country club atmosphere, it's still like nothing else out there, Angelo. I'm with you all the way.
Brian, I hope that's our line of the day. Football is what makes America great. Yes. Brian, you're the best.
Angelo.
You're the best.
That'll go viral.
Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.